That's Michael Kiwanuka with Black Man in a White World. We heard Jason Isbell at the start of the show with White Man's World. You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm joined by Murray State University Senior Lecturer of History, Ted Franklin Ballew. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Tracy. Great to be here, and thanks so much for having me up.
Well, it's always a pleasure. This is the eighth consecutive year that we've talked about the Roots concert. It's the Roots right. 8 music concert, and boy, who would have thought all those years ago when you guys thought about this series that would still be going on 8 years later?
You're right, and this year I think we have a really strong lineup, maybe the strongest. Yeah, we've always had good consistent acts and good music that focuses on kind of the primordial American roots music sound, and this year is no exception. And lots of times we have two acts, and with time constraints it's kind of tough to work in three, but I just said, let's just go for three acts and try to make it more of a festival kind of happening kind of thing. So that's what we're doing.
Well, let's hear about the performers, and sure. Then we'll also hear a cut from each of them. Let's start with Jim Hurst. For those who know, he's a bad man on the guitar.
He's a great picker. I met him 10 or 12 years ago. He was playing up a little job up in Marshall County, and I was just blown away by his level of virtuosity. I've been a sideman in the music business for about 20 years, and played behind Grand Ole Opry performers like Holly Dunn, Travis Tritt, Trisha Yearwood. He toured for a long time with Grammy nominee Claire Lynch, and was a member for several stints actually with the David Grisman Quintet. So he's played everything from acoustic jazz to bluegrass to kind of new agey stuff to country. I might add, good mandolin player and really good banjo player, but he stepped out on his own and kind of got out of that sideman kind of void where you're kind of the fence post up on the stage.
Yeah.
And now you're the performer. And if you like good solid guitar playing, like in the vein of, say, Jerry Reed or Chet Atkins, or for that matter, Tony Rice, he's the man for you. And he does it all solo. Great singer, a great variety of material. He even throws in some a cappella gospel and stuff. We're actually going to, I think, back him on some a cappella gospel, so it's just going to be kind of a different thing. And just a really talented person, and I might add, a really nice individual.
Well, the proof's in listening, and here is Jim Hurst from his record Intrepid. It's a tune called Long and Lonesome Old Freight Train.
From the morning mist came a sound in the distance, nothing but an old freight train, and he's rolling along like the rhythm to this song, that long and lonesome old freight train, that long and lonesome old freight train. What a feeling in me, watching cars from Tennessee down below that Dixon line, singing brakeman's on the loose, dreaming out from his caboose, that long and lonesome old freight train, that long and lonesome old freight train. I passed him on the run, on the way to Binghamton, Allentown and Philadelphia, Ilion and New York, on the way to Spencerport, came home beside that old freight train, that long and lonesome old freight train. Sound in the distance, nothing but an old freight train, and he's rolling along like the rhythm to this song. That long and lonesome old freight train. That long and lonesome old freight train. That long and lonesome old freight train. Love that long and lonesome old freight train.
That's some nice stuff there from Jim Hurst.
Yeah, that's great.
And will Jim be the will he be the headline performer at Roots?
You know, he's going to kick things off.
Oh,
I
mean, wow.
Yeah, I wanted a good, strong kickoff, and he furnishes that. And I might add, I love that particular cut that he played. I'm a South Florida boy that grew up right in the shadow of the most famous Bluegrass Railroad train of all, and that's the Orange Blossom Special.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so trains are kind of in my bone marrow. But, yeah, he's up for International Bluegrass Music Association Guitar Player of the Year Award. And this is, I think, the third or fourth year he's been one of their nominees. And, of course, he's up there against people like Tony Rice and Brian Sutton and Josh Williams and a number of great guitarists. And, you know, with a flat pick or just going with his fingers, he holds his own. And I might add, I never had seen him perform with David Grisman, and I saw him at Romp a couple years ago. And, I mean, he would just up there nailing it. And just, you know, does just very competent, just a wonderful performer, good person.
I think we've neglected to say exactly when Roots 8 is. It's November 14th at 7:30 in Lovett Auditorium. And as with every year, Ted, right, it goes toward a good cause.
Yeah, I mean, this is just good for any way that you cut the pie. I mean, it's great Murray State outreach. It's free for the local community. It's great family entertainment. It's not a very accessible night for most folks, Tuesday night. And then ultimately, it's to raise awareness for local hunger needs, as we're trying to raise canned good donations through Needline to give to folks around Thanksgiving. And so in lieu of admission, because this is a free show, if you can bring canned good or two, and if you can't, why, just come on anyway. If you just happen to be walking by, just come on in. But it is a good thing for the community. It's a great event for our department. It's a good event for Murray State. I might add, I have a lot of help doing it, you know, and I not the least of which is Daniel Walker over at Lovett Auditorium. Lovett is a tremendous venue. It's one of the great acoustic venues that's actually kind of like west of the Blue Ridge early on. The acoustics rival, the Ryman Auditorium and Grand Ole Opry. And, you know, they really go all out to have good microphones, good sound checks, and just get everything as good as we can, close to perfect. And a lot of help with people on the campus helping me get the posters out. And I might first and foremost say that my wife is sort of keeps me going and kind of the brains of the blue outfit anyway, sort of the metronome of the world. And so, good event.
Well, tell us about our next act. It's Karina Rose Logsdon and Jeremy Stevens.
Yeah, the focus really is kind of on Karina Rose. She's from Southern Illinois and a great singer. Grew up in the vein of pretty hardcore bluegrass, but more upon maybe the music of Jim and Jesse, more so than, say, Bill Monroe. And so as a result, her music is inflected with that brother kind of harmony when she sings with her husband. And instrumentally, she's right in that same mid-50s, late-50s pocket. She's a tremendous fiddle player, won all kind of awards, and sounds very much like the old Monaro records. If you would spin them back in 1956 or so, if you listen to people like Jim Buchanan, the great Vassar Clements, that kind of fiddle playing, of course, Kenny Baker, who began with his stint with Monroe back in 56. And so she's right out of that. And a tremendous singer as well, hearkening back to people like Patsy Cline, people more recently like Alison Krauss, Emmylou Harris. She's performed with sort of the who's who list of second generation bluegrassers like Del McCoury and Peter Rowan, who of course played with Monroe and Bill Monroe and performed with Bobby Osborne, Alison Krauss. I might add that her and her husband Jeremy Stevens perform on a regular basis with Jesse McReynolds from the Grand Ole Opry and tour with Jesse. And her husband performed with numerous groups like the Chuck Wagon Gang, Ray Stevens. Both of them are well-established side people, I guess you would say, on the Grand Ole Opry. And so, again, typically side men, but in this case, or side women, we might say, but stepping out of that and into the spotlight on their own rights. And so, yeah, let's listen to some of that.
All right, here's Karina Rose Loxton and Jeremy Stevens with I'll Shout and Shine.
When tolling is ended and my burden to lay down, what glory will then be mine? My robe will be spotless and I'll put on a bright crown. In heaven I'll shout and shine.
Gonna shout,
gonna shout,
gonna shout,
gonna shout in that city of love divine.
Over there,
over there,
free from care,
free from care.
With the saints I'll shout out and shine.
There'll be no more sorrow in that homeland of the soul. My spirit will never pine. I'll stand in that number and make sweet melodies roll. In heaven I'll shout and shine.
Gonna shout,
gonna shout,
gonna shout,
gonna shine in that city of love divine.
Over there,
over there,
free from care,
free from care.
With the saints I'll shout and shine.
Be lonesome in that glad city so fair, and all will be joy divine. Many of my loved ones and my neighbors will be there. In heaven I'll shout and shine.
Gonna shout,
gonna shout,
gonna shout,
gonna shine in that city of love divine.
Over there,
over there,
free from care,
free from care.
With the saints I'll shout and shine.
That's some good stuff there from Karina Rose Logston and Jeremy Stevens called I'll Shout and Shine. It's the second of three artists who will be performing at the Roots 8 concert happening November 14th in Lovett Auditorium. I'm Tracy Ross speaking with Ted Franklin Ballou, who puts this concert together each and every year. And it seems like the talent just keeps getting better each year, Ted.
Well, thank you so much. We have kind of a slim budget, but that's all right. We do the best we can, and there are people that are willing to come up here and play. It's on a Tuesday night. I schedule that purposefully so I can get folks that are, you know, these people play the road. I mean, they're true road warriors. You can look at their websites, and they're booked all the time. But because they're typically in Nashville or somewhere reasonably close, they can come up here on a Tuesday night and play, and my wife feeds all these folks, and so, you know, they leave home with some extra money and well fed, and I might add too that word has kind of gotten out among folks about this event, and so they kind of asked me several years in advance that, like, could they play, and if I can afford them, and if we can get them, yeah.
Sure. That's when you know you've made it, when the artists start asking you if they can play.
Well, I don't know if we made it yet. This is not, you know, the Fillmore East, but we're hoping for that someday.
Well, our final artist is a group that most everybody around these parts should already be familiar with. It's a wonderful group called the Wheelhouse Rousters.
Right, and I wanted to get local musicians, and it's sometimes difficult to do that because a lot of times they'll play around here and people know them, but in this case that's okay because they play in different groups. So you've had Bon and the Mash, and you've had other groups that have kind of spun out of the Wheelhouse Rounders, and it consists of course of Josh Coffey and his father Eddie, Josh on fiddle and other mandolin and so forth, Eddie on bass, and I think playing slide guitar, and then Colonel Nathan Blake Lynn on guitar and vocals. And they're just friends of mine and good buddies, and they sing about Paducah, and they sing about the rivers, and they bring back a lot of the music of a kind of a lost musicologist of Kentucky, and that would be Mary Wheeler, who composed songs of Americana and of the Cumberland and of the Ohio and the Mississippi's confluence. And, you know, they sing about Urban Cobb, and, you know, so it's just good. And it's, and they do it well. You know, it's great musicianship, great vocals. And it's all three acts, I think, have an interesting blend, and all yet are different in their own right. And so that's why we booked them.
Well, we're going to hear one of my favorite Wheelhouse Rouster songs now, and I do have several. This is from their record Steamboatin'. It's called Pour Shine.
Got to take Christmas now in his overalls. Said you can't do me like you done Pour Shine. Paid off everybody, but you didn't pay Shine. Oh, Captain, Captain, as my money come,
it'll be here today. Well, tomorrow one.
Partner, partner, where you going?
Going down the country where they do pay more.
You can't do me like you done Pour Shine. Paid off everybody, but you didn't pay Shine. Shine, you oughta been here when that captain paid off. Yeah, got more money than that walking boss. I said you can't do me like you done Pour Shine. Paid off everybody, but you didn't pay Shine. Jack Johnson, and he ain't loud here. I said, you can't do me like you done Pour Shine. Paid off everybody, but you didn't pay Shine. Oh, Big Jack Johnson. You can't do me like you done Pour Shine. You taking his money, but you can't take mine. I said you can't do me like you done Pour Shine. Paid off everybody, but you didn't pay Shine. I said you can't do me like you done Pour Shine. Paid off everybody, but you didn't pay Shine. I said you can't do me like you done Pour Shine. Paid off everybody, but you didn't pay Shine.
Pour Shine from the Wheelhouse Rousters. That's the third group that's going to be playing at the Roots 8 concert happening November 14th at 7:30 p.m. in Lovett Auditorium, along with Karina Rose Logston and Jeremy Stevens and Jim Hurst. Ted Franklin Ballou, Senior Lecturer of History here at Murray State University, puts on this show every year, and it looks like you've about pulled it off again, Ted.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to come up and talk, and I appreciate you know, WKMS's good support. I mean, you really do help us get the word out. You're kind of another voice in the wilderness that we need here locally, and thanks for letting us get our logo on your poster, our poster. And so, again, thanks for the opportunity.
It's always a pleasure. We'll see you, I'm sure, before next year, but we'll definitely see you November 14th. Thanks, Ted.
All right, thank you.
This is Murray State's 91.3 WKMS with news and music at WKMS.org.
It's Thursday, November 2nd. The Dawson Springs Library.